This is the Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good news in shoes.
You're invited to tune in to the AACML Kingdom Broadcast with Senior Chief Apostle Dr. John Newhouse. AACML is the Apostolic Association of Churches, Ministers, and Leaders International. Please join us each Saturday at 9:30 a.m. here on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Hello, this is Richard Stein from All Florida Investigations and Security Services. Today, in the American Christian Church, we have come under increasing threats from those who want to do harm to our church and family. In the United States, we are guaranteed the right to worship our God and to gather in the name of Jesus. We must never shrink back from our God-given rights. However, it has become apparent in today's society the need for common sense security procedures for our places of worship. All Florida Investigations and Security Services will provide free security assessments for your worship location. We provide armed and unarmed security personnel, Code Red active shooter training, staff evaluations and screening, as well as security consulting for any location. We can be reached at 772-595-5335. That's 772-595-5335. Or check us out on the web at securityinflorida.com. Thank you, and God bless.
The Revealing Truth Radio broadcast thanks Ed Meyer, Century 21, All Professional, for their underwriting support.
Hey, Billy, what you doing next Saturday?
Nothing. Why do you ask, Justin?
I wanted to invite you to my housewarming party.
I'd love to come. How were you able to afford a home? You've always rented just like me.
A friend told me about Ed Myers.
Who?
Ed Myers. He's a realtor with Century 21 All Professional. Ed told me about a great financing program for first-time buyers.
What program?
Well, if you're a first-time buyer or haven't owned a home in the last 3 years, you could qualify for up to $10,000 in down payment assistance and move into a home with little money of your own. With home prices and interest rates going up, there's no better time to buy a home than now, and no more landlord.
This sounds like something I need to check out. What's Ed Meyer's number?
772-342-0047.
What's that again?
772-342-0047.
I'm calling Ed Meyer's today. Maybe you could come to my housewarming party soon.
I'll be there.
Training us up in the way we should go. Consider a school where children learn to love, where learning is inspired, reading is an adventure, where pupils have time for creativity, math, and logic, where respect is modeled like please and thank you, where truth is taught along with history and literature, where innovation and leadership are fostered as college and careers are planned. That's the future of a Golden Rule Academy pupil. Learn more at goldenruleacademy.net.
Good morning. I'm Pastor Bob Tarvis, your host for the Revealing Truth Radio broadcast. I want to invite you to listen in today as Pastor Jason Baumgartner takes us on a journey through God's Word that will reveal truths for our lives. John 8:32 says, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Grab a pen and take some notes, and let the Holy Spirit reveal the Father's heart to you.
After I got saved, I wanted to be in church every day if it was open. So guess what? Our church was open every day. I was there, and nothing could keep me away. And one of these times, I was in the prophecy room, and there was all these people. You'd sit down in chairs like this, and they'd have these people line up, and they'd pray in the Spirit, and they'd begin to hear God, and they'd just point you out and say, "Come here, I got a word for you," and you'd come up, and they'd begin to prophesy over your life and speak things over your life. And this one woman began to prophesy over me, and she said, "Your life ain't what you think it's going to be." She said, "Everything you planned is different." God's got a dream for you. You haven't even seen the whole thing. But she said, I see you working with people and working with young people, helping them get their life put together. I see hundreds of thousands of dollars going through your hands. I see you at Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. I see you doing all kinds of great things for God. I said, yeah, right, lady. Because at that point in my life, I was facing about 60 years in prison. And I thought this woman was off a rocker. But I knew that the word over my life was good. Well, I got to the point in my life where I was just going to believe it. God said. God said. Now, I don't know if you know anything about criminal charges or not, but if you got 6 felony charges and 3 misdemeanors, and one of them included stealing a car and driving through a police roadblock on the road and running over a cop, you usually go to prison for that kind of a thing if they don't shoot you on the spot. So my trial lasted a year. And I was going to court every month. And I didn't have a high-priced attorney. Nobody saw my story on the news, and nobody rushed to my aid and wanted the publicity. I had a public defender who was not saved and did not know the Lord. But how many know God can use anybody?
Yes.
Amen? So she came to me the first time, and she said, Jason, you're not going to believe what I've done. I said, well, what'd you do? She said, I got you the deal of the century. I got you a plea bargain, the deal of the century. I said, what is it? She said, it's 7 years in prison. When you get out, 5 years probation. I said, nope, I'm not doing it. She said, what do you mean you're not going to do that? Have you lost your mind? It's never going to get better than this. It will never get better than this. I said, I don't care what you say. I've got a word over my life. What does that mean? I said, I got a word over my life. God said, I'm not going back to prison. You're insane. You will need to get another attorney, Mr. Baumgartner. I said, I'm not going to sign it. We're going to trial. Month goes by. She calls me again. I don't know who you're praying to. But I got to tell you this, Mr. Baumgartner. The prosecuting attorney called us. The state's attorney's office called us. And they offered us a deal. And you better say yes to this. It's 2 years in jail and 8 years probation. I said, well, that sounds great. Are you serious? She said, yeah. When can I bring the paperwork by? I said, you can't. What are you talking about? I said, I'm not signing that. I'm not going back to jail. Mr. Baumgartner, I am not going to put, you're going to get another attorney. That's it. I will not do this for you no more. I said, well, then you need to go get me another attorney because I'm not going to sign that. And we prayed. And we prayed. And I got off the phone and my hand was shaking. I thought, man, I hope I didn't mess something up. 2 years, 20 years. It could be ugly in a trial. How many know when you go to trial, they throw the book at you when you get sentenced? A couple months go by, she calls me again. You're not going to believe what I've done. I said, what'd you do? I got you 2 years house arrest and 8 years probation. I said, I'll take that. Now, how many of you know that there's no private attorney and no amount of money that could do what God can do? I was guilty for what I did. I repented for what I did, and I've made restitution for it. And I'm not saying God gets you out of everything, but he did give me a word of my life, and I stood on that word, and I had to have a nevertheless moment in my life, or I couldn't be up here with you today. I went on to go to drug rehab, and that was part of the sentencing, was that I'd go to a Christian drug rehab. But before I went, I had a friend of mine that was at the church with me, and before I got sentenced, I was on ROR, so I really wasn't on probation. I could do whatever I wanted. He said, hey, I'm going out to Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. You want to go with me for a couple of weeks? I said, yeah. So I went out there for 2 weeks, and I'm walking around. This is where God's going to send me after he delivers me, and I'm thinking, yeah, this is awesome, and he's putting me in a place of training. Well, how many know God sent me to Christ for the Nations for a 2-week vacation? He didn't send me here to get me trained. But the word that I had over my life, I thought that's what it meant. Where he did send me was to West Palm Beach to a place called the Regeneration Center. That when I got there, there was about 20 guys in the program. There was a director and there was an executive director, 2 employees. And I had been clean off of drugs for a year, serving God for a whole year, and just really turned on to Jesus. And I was there because I was court ordered to be there. And I get in the program and I'm there for 3 weeks, and the director steals all the money and goes out and smokes crack. 3 weeks in this thing, and I'm on house arrest. At this rehab, I'm going, God, what did you get? This is nothing like Christ for the Nations. What are you doing to me, Lord? I should be in Dallas at college with beautiful girls, not in a small house in the middle of crack town of West Palm Beach with 20 other guys and a director smoking crack. What are you doing, Lord? And he said, didn't I put a word over your life? I said, yes. Well, the executive director got promoted to be the director. And he comes to me and he says, I talked to the board. Since you've been serving the Lord for a year and you haven't used drugs, they want to offer you a job to be the executive director. I said, what does that mean? He says, well, that means that you'll have to take all the guys to all the different rallies. You'll have to go preach at churches and you'll have to teach class every day. And you pretty much operate the ministry, and I work out of the office and book rallies. I said, well, I'm on house arrest. He said, well, it doesn't matter if you work here. That's part of your job. I thought, 5 weeks in the program, I'm in downtown West Palm Beach in the courthouse in Judge Mary Lupo's courtroom answering questions for a prisoner standing next to me. His name was Ricky. And she said, Mr. Bumgarner, can you tell me about your program? I said, ma'am, it's a wonderful program. I said, they can get changed there. It does have a Christian-based education. I said, but we teach them a work ethic. We teach them how to be successful in life. We teach them a career. And if you'll give him a shot, we'll take him in the program. She said, okay, I'm going to release him in your custody. I left the courthouse, drove down to the jail on Gun Club Road, walked in the jail. They released the guy in my custody. I signed him out. And I'm walking out of the jail going, I'm on house arrest working at a drug rehab, and I just had a prisoner released in my custody. Because God had a word over my life. That's amazing to me. And I don't celebrate the things that I've done wrong, but I celebrate the mercy of God. And now because of that, everything from that point on is I met Kim in West Palm Beach. My parents had a church in Lakeland, and they moved their whole ministry down here, and we all landed in this same area. And I'm standing before you today because God had a word over my life. Oh,
praise Him. Thank you for joining us today for the Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner. We hope you will tune in again each day, Monday through Friday at 11:30 a.m., right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. To obtain your copy of this week's message, please send your check for $5 for shipping and handling to 3891 Edwards Road, Fort Pierce, Florida, 34981, and ask for your free copy of The Love of the Father. To pay by phone or simply make a love gift, you can call 772-461-8555. That number again is 772-461-8555. For more exciting information on our church, service times, and directions, you can check us out on the web at igniteyourworld.com. This has been The Revealing Truth with Pastor Jason Baumgartner, and I'm your host, Bob Tarvis. See you next time on The Revealing Truth.
The Revealing Truth radio broadcast thanks Access Able Designs and owner Alan Garrett for their underwriting support of this week's program.
Hello, my name is Alan Garrett, and I'm the owner of Access Able Designs. A diving accident 31 years ago changed my life physically in a way that left me quadriplegic. However, 15 years ago, I dove into Jesus Christ, which changed my life spiritually forever. The combination of the two have given me the unique opportunity to help others. At Access Able Designs, we offer a creative line of bathroom accessibility products, such as folding shower and bathtub benches, as well as our exclusive patented toilet transfer bench. Our products are commercial grade, stainless steel construction, and built to last. They're also available in custom sizes. Our line of ADA compliant swimming pool lifts are a big seller with hotels, commercial properties, and homeowners. Our products can be seen at accessabledesigns.com, as well as my personal life story. I look forward to hearing from you. For more information, you can contact us at 877-853-7816. That number again is 877-853-7816.
Ignite Your World Ministries, Truth Church, and all its affiliate ministries thanks Destiny Network and Bishop Tony Miller. Destiny Network International exists to serve pastors, local churches, and ministry leaders that make up Destiny Network International. For more information on joining the Destiny Network, go to www.destinynetwork.org.
Number 25, as sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet. So you love this city and you love these streets.
As sure as gold is precious and the honey sweet. So you love this city and you love these streets. Every child out playing by their own front door. Every baby laying on the bedroom floor. Every dreamer dreaming in a dead-end job. Every driver driving through the rush hour mall. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. You're gonna send revival, bring them all back home. For I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the town. I can feel the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burdens down. From the preacher preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a high. The young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through the veil of tears. Every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones. Send revival, bring them all back home. For I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the town. I can feel the brooding of your spirit. Lay your burdens down. Lay your burden down.
Revive us with your fire.
Revive us. Revive us. Revive us with your power. Revive.
Preaching when the well is dry, to the lost soul reaching for a higher high. From the young man working through his hopes and fears, to the widow walking through the veil of tears. And every man and woman, every old and young, every father's daughter, every mother's son. I feel it in my spirit, feel it in my bones.
gonna send revival, bring them all back home.
I can hear that thunder.
Well, I can hear that thunder in the distance, like a train on the edge of the town. I can feel the brooding of the Spirit. Lay your burden down. Lay your burden.
A1 Auto Care of Hope Sound is a WCNO corporate underwriter. Dave and Esther Morgan have been serving Treasure Coast motorists since 1986 with the best in automotive care. A1 Auto Care is located across the railroad tracks at the next crossing south of Bridge Road in Hope Sound. A1 Auto Care is available at 546-6667, where honesty is their only policy. That's 772-546-6667.
came a kind and gentle man from a town called Galilee. He spent his whole life reaching out to folks like you and me. He said his father sent him bearing gifts from up above. To those believing in him, he offered faith, hope, and love. With his arms wide open, he walked from town to town with his arms wide open, that each lost sheep might be found. From the youngest to the old, to the weak and wayward souls, with his arms wide open, he came gathering his fold. When he talked about his kingdom, it threw the kings a curve. 'Cause with all his father's power, he said he came to serve. The weary and the destitute were the ones that he called friends. No wonder he had prostitutes and lepers follow him. With his arms wide open, oh, he welcomed one and all with his arms wide open. Yeah, he tore down every wall, from sinners filled with shame to the blind and the lame. With his arms wide open, oh, he loved them all the same. When his days on earth were through, he'd given all that he could give. And it's no surprise that he died the same. With his arms wide open.